Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rights Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Joyce Starr, and Rights Radio is brought to you by StarrPublications.com and RightsRadio.com, where consumer, homeowner, health, and security rights have a permanent address. We're also pleased to announce RightsUniversity.com, the first self-empowerment university on iPhone and iPod Touch apps. Our topic today: a new resource for parents who have lost a child, as well as their friends and family who want to help them heal after such an enormous loss. Our guest is author Karen Flyer, who is also the executive director of the COPE Foundation. That's copefoundation.org, connecting our paths eternally. COPE is a nonprofit grief and healing organization dedicated to helping parents and families live with the loss of a child. Karen did not lose her child, but she did lose her childhood, and she's written a book about that as well. Welcome, Karen. Thanks for joining us on today's show.
Thank you for having me, Joyce. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about the new COPE Kindle book.
We were hoping to provide a resource not only to parents who have recently lost a child, but to the friends and family members who are supporting these bereaved parents on how to heal after such a loss. It's a natural inclination for someone who's lost a child to grieve, but it's not such a natural inclination for them to want to heal after this type of loss and to get over this type of grief. And we felt that providing a resource to the parents and to the friends and family who wish to help them on how to heal after losing a child would be a very important resource for them.
And before we go on, what's the name of your book?
The name of the book is Coping with the Loss of a Child, Strategies for Living with Loss and How Friends Can Help. And it's a wordy title, but it accurately describes really what we're providing. It's really tools and strategies, not just information that people need about grief, which is important, but actually exercises, meditations, helpful tips, and so forth for bereaved parents and for friends and family who want to help them. So it really gives people some actionable information to help them in their grief and in their healing.
Now, of course, they can find this in the Kindle store.
Right, on Amazon.
On Amazon, the Amazon Kindle store. And all you have to do is search for Coping with the Loss of a Child.
Right.
But they can also find a link to it on your website at copefoundation.org.
That's correct. It's on the homepage of our website. This is a description of the book and also links that you can actually click through to get to the Amazon site to order the book or to download a Kindle reader for a PC. I think that's important for people to know that even if they don't own a Kindle, they can view the Kindle book on their home computer by just clicking on this link and going to the Kindle reader site and downloading that application.
It's a very unique little book because while there are other books out there, and this is, after all, a book, even though it's digital, people have to understand that, while there are other books out there, they don't really address the issue in the same way. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Well, sure. There are a lot of books out there, and I've read them both because of my personal loss of my father when I was young and also as being executive director of COPE. And there are a lot of books out there about grief and about bereaved parents describing their child, describing the loss of their child, and describing how they feel after this loss. But there really isn't a book like this that goes one step further to provide tips for how to heal, that provide actual concrete tips for what you can do to make yourself feel better, both practical tips about creating memory boxes for your child and wearing things to memorialize your child and so forth, but also actual spiritual meditations for people that really want to turn to their internal self to try to heal from within. And as I said, there are a lot of books out there that are really talking about the loss and the grief, but very few that actually go that step further to talk about the healing and what you can do. And also, as I said before, there are tips in there for family and friends And there are very few books out there written for them. You know, as executive director of COPE, I get a lot of questions from friends and family saying, my friend lost a child. What can I do to help my friend? She's crying all the time. She's not the same person. I don't know what to do. Help me help her. And that's really what this book is set out to do.
And that's a very interesting point you've just made, the statement, she's not her same self.
Right, because bereaved parents will never go back to being their same self. They really need to work towards becoming a new person, different from who they were, but hopefully a little less in pain than the person they were immediately after their child passed away.
In other words, friends and family will find that very difficult to cope with.
It's tough to accept because they've lost their friend in a sense. I mean, their friend has lost a child or their family member has lost a child, but they've lost that friend. And there is a way to get that friend back. And I hear anecdotal stories from COPE parents who have said they've changed over their set of friends since their child passed away. The friends they had before they lost their child are completely different, for the most part, from the friends they have now, with the exception of the one, maybe two, but usually it's one friend that stuck with them through thick and thin, who called them every day, who were by their side every day, despite the fact that they were getting nothing back from that friend in terms of nurturing and support, that one friend had to do all the work in the relationship. That friend is still there years and years later, but that's a rare, rare thing to happen. Usually parents talk about how they have lost all their friends and have a completely new set of friends after the loss is over.
So that's a very lonely state. It compounds the acute loneliness of the loss that they know that they feel almost divorced from their son.
Absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, a lot of people are friends with parents of their children's friends, and to lose that child, all of a sudden you're in a position where the one thread that held you together is now severed. And what do you do, and how do you reach out? And the fact that no one can really accept this new person that you've become since you've lost a child, a lot of COPE families then turn to each other, and they form their own community within COPE of other parents who have lost children, and that's obviously a bond that no one wants to have, but one that is very important nonetheless.
But once they've entered that new community and they've lost connection with those old friends, what happens when they begin to move on? Do they then lose connection with the new community as well?
Well, no, I think then they develop a pool of people that includes some friends who have lost children as well and some new friends. And I think as they heal, they end up reintegrating some of those old friends back in their life. And I think they wouldn't have to lose so many of those friends if those friends actually read our book, because it really talks about what you can do for a friend who has lost a child. Things like, don't be afraid to say that child's name. To not say that child's name is actually more obvious and more painful to the bereaved parent than it is to talk about that child and make that parent understand how important that child was to your life as well. Some people would think, no, I don't want to say that child's name. I don't want to make my friend sad by bringing up her child's name. That's absolutely the opposite thing of what you should do. And reading this book with actual concrete tips can really help a friend or family member of a bereaved parent understand what they can do to be a supportive resource for their friend or family member as they're going through this grief.
And what about the parent themselves? What are the experiences that you're finding between two parents? How do they hold up together? Is this going to help them a bit as well?
I think it will. At least half, I believe, a statistic, are divorced years later. It's a very hard thing on a relationship within a couple to lose a child. And I think part of it is that two different people within a couple can grieve very differently. One of the things this book points out is that everyone grieves differently, and you really need to do what's right for you. And, you know, we have two couples in COPE where the husband of one couple and the wife of another couple come to the support group meetings together because the way they grieve is to be amongst other bereaved parents, whereas their spouses want to isolate and not be around other people, and that's fine, but at least they've worked out an arrangement so that they're each able to grieve in their own way. And I think, you know, if there's one point that the book really brings out is there's no right or wrong way to grieve. everyone grieves differently, and the book offers such a variety of tips and a variety of different ways for people to heal themselves that it's going to apply to everybody. I mean, there's art therapy, music therapy, we talk about massage, we talk about spirituality, meditation, journaling, writing. They're all different ways, depending on what your natural inclination is as a person, they're all different ways for you to work.
Well, this is wonderful, Karen. I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing these very important thoughts. And again, we want to direct people to copefoundation.org.
That's right, copefoundation.org.
And on the homepage, you'll find a link to the new Coping with the Loss of Your Child book.
Right. And if anyone's interested in my personal book, Lost and Found, that's also on Amazon as well. That really talks about the loss of a childhood, as you mentioned in the beginning, starting with the suicide of my father. So, you know, I wear two hats. I suffer through the grief on my own personal side, and I also run COPE as an organization, and I think that really helps be able to see from both sides really how a bereaved parent might think.
Absolutely. And we want to thank you for sharing your heartfelt thoughts with us today.
You're welcome. Anytime. I really hope that our book can be a resource for people to heal after their enormous loss, because there is no loss greater than the loss of a child.
God bless, Karen. Thank you. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with RightsRadio.com. We'll be with you again next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.